This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's go to the Mopani district and stay a little bit in Palabra. The Democratic Alliance there will be writing or has written to the Palabra municipality municipal manager to notify residents of the cause and expected duration of severe water restrictions in the area. The party says this comes after the implementation of 20% restrictions in water supply in the Palabra area from the 10th of this month because outstanding debt is owed to the Lebele Northern Water. So we're speaking to a DA councillor in the municipality that is Sybrand Dibia. Good evening. Welcome to Capricorn Talk.
Good evening.
So you're saying the municipal manager should notify the public of the reasons for the severe water restrictions?
That's correct, yes.
Yes.
What? I've written a letter today to him because today is day 7. The restrictions started on the 10th of May and there's not one communication out to the residents of Palabora. The lack of the transparency by both Mopani District Municipality and Palabora Local Municipality has left the residents without no accurate information on the current water situation and steps being taken to rectify this issue.
So the water restrictions have been happening for some time now, for over a week, you say. How are they applied? What happens?
The parents said it's 20%, but the people are mostly affected here from make it 4 o'clock in the afternoon till the next morning. There's no water, so they cannot bath when they come from their works and the schools, and the next morning when they must go to work, there's no water in the bus.
Is that the whole Bapalabora area, or when you say Palabora, you're talking about in town?
No, it's the whole Bapalabora area. It includes Namakhali, Lulakani, and all the other areas.
And
they are also affected by this.
Yeah. So you're saying the reason is because the municipality owes Lebele Northern Water?
Mopani District Municipality is the Water Service Authority.
Yes.
The defaulting payment was made from that, from their side. There was two municipalities, Letaba and Palabora, but I saw a tweet on the 14th that restrictions in the water supply has been uplifted in the Greater and the Taba area after payment of a portion of the outstanding debt was received. But Palabora area remains subject to the restrictions.
So how much is being owed?
I'm not sure, but I heard when I was talking to the municipality manager during Saturday and Sunday, they paid 10 million rand, and then at the States they paid 50 million rand. But I heard through the grapevine that Lebele Northern Water is looking for 50 million rand. So I'm not another accurate because we didn't have any communication on what is the outstanding debt exactly.
And this debt has been there for some time, or it's what's happening with it? Do you know even why it has not been serviced?
That is the agreement between Lepele and MDN Municipality, so they don't involve us on this. I know we, Palabora, also had an outstanding debt to Lepele, but we had an arrangement with them that we're going to pay 1.7 every month, and I made every year sure in the council meeting that that money is being paid. And it is also confirmed by the municipal manager, Dr. Pelusa, that they never failed that payment of 1.7 million.
Okay.
This is from the side of Mopani District Municipality.
Well, let's get that. We're going to be speaking right after you with the municipality and get a sense of what is happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
That's DA councillor there under the Bapalabora municipality, Sybrand Dibia. There's a point he makes, which is a point supposed to be pursued beyond this point. And I'll tell you why is that. Because we're about to speak to the Bapalabora municipality manager, that is Dr. Lucas Pilus. And now the point, they are writing to the Bapalabora municipal manager to explain this issue. But the water authority, as we know, is the Mopani district. But we're following this line because they are writing to them to explain to their residents as to what necessarily is the situation. So let's hear how they respond, and we should be able to then make a determination whether we continue beyond here. We want to get Dr. Pilusa on the line there. Dr. Pilusa, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Chok. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time. The Democratic Alliance saying is going to, or has written to you, for you to explain to the residents the cause of a severe water restriction in the area. Please talk to us about this issue and what you know as the municipality.
Mr. Chauke, to be more realistic and more practical, we just happened to find this cause of happening prevailing. We only got this to know about this through the letter that we were shared with from the mine. We did not get anything in writing that informs us about the water restriction. And My bosses also, the mayor and the PMT, they were not aware of it. And in a way, could they also inform what councillors of any restrictions?
Mm.
Therefore, we happened to experience the water restrictions on the way. I think we got to know of it. It was not to know, to experience it from Wednesday, from the 10th of May.
Yes.
We were just also shocked, we were also surprised. And after that, we started engaging on it. But formally, we were not informed.
Okay, but you can confirm that there are indeed water restrictions?
Yes, there are water restrictions because as a resident of Bapalaura and also as a committed leader, I had to check to find out what is happening. And that's when also the letter was shared to us.
Mm.
It was not meant for us. It was not directed to us. Because in the spirit of IGR Act, we are expected, of course, to be informed so that we could inform the political leadership and lead it also to what councillors, so that we could also inform the community. And however, we have got also the communication desk, even though I am the primary communicator is the mayor.
Mm.
And we do have also the communication desk to divulge the information to the community. So that's what transpired.
Now, did you engage the municipality, that is the district municipality, to actually find out more about the issue?
Yes, Mr. Chauke, we did. And we found it on the way that there's money that we owed to the bill. But however, as I indicated, Mr. Chauke, in the spirit of IGR, consultation should have taken place, even though we might be having other reservations on it, but the communications need to take its course. We must understand, I mean, for the bill also to wake up and close the water. Even if they know they need money, they should communicate and we make our people also aware of it.
Okay.
So it's normal people, we need to communicate. Without communication, then we'll struggle.
Yeah.
Even Eskom, when there is load shedding, they communicate the information and we ready ourselves for anything.
But in terms of communication, if you had a gripe, your gripe would actually be with the Mopane District Municipality, am I right?
Mr. Chauke, I can only speak on behalf of Bapalaura Municipality because that's where I belong.
But what necessarily I'm saying is if as a municipality we are grieved that there was no proper communication, in terms of your relationship, you would have expected that communication to come from the Mopane District.
Yes, it is a water service authority and we are water service providers.
And I believe
at their level there was that communication, but the same communication was not brought to us so that at least our political leaders could be aware of it.
I wonder, in the course of your communication with the Mopane District, were they able to share with you what is the cause of the restrictions? Whether this issue of them owing money is actually factual?
Yes, they did share with us the issue of money is what resurfaced.
So what do you expect to be the way forward going beyond today?
We need to engage, Mr. Chauke. I've been engaging with the community. Even on Saturday, I was having a meeting with the community after having communicated with the mayor. So she gave me the green light to meet with the community. We shared, we discussed, and I also met with the local stakeholders, like our local mines, because we wanted to resolve this matter. Water is life. As I'm privileging you with this information, we are taking that trouble, trying to resolve this issue for the sake of our community. And I also communicated with officials in the building. I still have got a meeting with them tomorrow because some of these things, before you punish somebody, you must communicate. You need to privilege people with information so that I may know that when I struggle tomorrow with X that I'm no longer receiving, I should be aware. That I'm no longer going to receive that. But It's important. And to be very, very much honest, our community in town is paying. It's what is worrying. They are paying every month. Even if, you know, we had to do such things, we had to think about them. But however, we may not say we are 100% also as for Palabon municipality, because there is an old agreement that was there, which, of course, we have been faithful on it, we have been honest on it, paying.
Yes.
But I believe they feel it is not enough. So they should have communicated all these things. We should have at least sat down and spoke about it in the spirit of intergovernmental relations.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Pilus. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.